You know, obviously a little maybe more dicey than you wanted at the end there. Let in a couple. But other than that, you must have been pleased with the way you created on offense.
I was pleased. I told the team for 80 minutes I thought we were outstanding. We should have put this game away much earlier, though. That's something we talked about at halftime because I thought we could have even taken care of this game in the first half. But that's something we need to keep working on, and it was nice to see the team come out in the second half and actually take advantage of that, put a couple balls in the back of the net. And then a little bit of a mental lapse and a few mistakes in the back, and they were almost into back into the game, which was not fun, but I told them let's not dwell on that. For 80 minutes, it was good. It was very good for 80 minutes, so we'll maybe address a few of the mishaps in the back line, but, you know, we got a great win against an excellent team, and we'll take it.
What about the about the international aspect? I mean, all your goals, I think, were international players. You had the goals by Marta, too, and then you had the nice assists on the other goals that were made. Go Branson's header off the cross. And then also Sinclair had a nice assist as well. So it seemed like your international players on the attack really stepped up with your U.S. players, not here.
They definitely did, but obviously, yeah, they put the ball in the back of the net, but I think it was a total team effort, and that's what created those chances. We worked very hard with the group that I was in today, and I thought they felt very comfortable and they understood their roles, and it's a matter of, you know, certain players stepped up, and those were our goal scorers. And Sola, I knew, would have a good game. She had an outstanding week, and even told Fox Sports that she would be one of the ones that would probably have an excellent game and a highlight of the day. And she played very well for us and scored a goal. So, you know, they took advantage of getting a start. At least she did, and made good.
Were you pleased with Brittany in goal?
I was very pleased with Brittany. I was a little disappointed that her team's kind of checked out in the last 10 minutes because she played well enough to deserve a shutout. And but in every other way, her leadership in the back, communicating, coming out for crosses, stepping in and coming out early and getting those balls before problems arose, she was very good. So again, very pleased, and I thought she had an excellent day, and she couldn't really do much about those two goals.
You talk about Sola. She has, you know, one game left with this team. She obviously did well today. But looking forward, can you find another player that'll bring that experience and that type of presence that she steps on the field after not playing since Mother's Day and perform the way she did? Can you find somebody else out there?
Not sure if we'll find it. I hope that we have it here within the team, and I think we do. It's something that we work hard on every single day, where we keep everyone excited about the opportunity of coming in, and she made the most of it. Maybe next time it's Rosie or or Grace Hack comes in, and Candace Wilson. Throughout the season, I've changed the lineups several times, and at least one or two players. And the reason I've done that is I feel comfortable that players can come in, step in, and make a difference and have a positive impact in the game, which she did. So I think we can find someone.
You talk about your depth all the time. Is this a prime example of the amount of depth you have on that roster?
I'd like to think so, because of the performance we put in for 80 minutes there. I thought we kept the ball and we defended well. And we created opportunities, and we put three in the back of the net. So we were dangerous in the attack. We were solid in the midfield by keeping the ball. And I thought for 80 minutes on the back line, we didn't allow too many opportunities for Washington. So, I think this proves that as long as they understand their roles and play as a team, good results will happen.
What, in terms of obviously a little controversial in the first half, their coach getting run off and the PK goes, they must have been upset. Is that what you gathered? Was he complaining about the PK and then maybe the not getting the call on the other end?
Yes, I think he was complaining about the PK. That's when he was thrown out, if I'm mistaken,
right,
from the PK. I have to go back and look at it on tape. I actually thought Kendis did a good job coming back, putting a body, and being able to get the ball. But from that angle, if I was on the other side, I'd probably be, you know, jumping up and down and screaming too. It's just unfortunate that, you know, he felt that way, and I didn't really hear everything that went on. I just saw the fourth official calling the referee over and asking him to leave.
Right, and then the PK that you guys got, it looked like they were sort of tangled up in front, and there was a little contact, the girl went down, and they were obviously complaining a lot. Usually you complain when you get a PK,
right,
against
exactly.
You, but did you think that was a valid call?
Yeah, I mean, if there's contact, and that's, I always, am in favor of referees rewarding the forwards when there is contact and in the box and the defender doesn't get any of the ball. If they don't get the ball, even if it's a little nick, if you're running at speed or if you're trying to cut direction, change direction, that's enough to throw you off balance and the player goes down. So I have to see it again. I mean, from my angle, of course, it looked like there was contact. But if there was, then good call for the referee. And if there wasn't, then, hey, we got away with one.
You talk about, just lastly for me, the combination of Sink and Marta. I mean, you mentioned it in practice the other day, how they're starting to come together. Talk about it, how it unfolded here in the game, too. They're doing it week-to-week basis as well.
They are. They just complement each other very well. Sink has the size, the strength, and the power to hold the ball, check for the ball, and Marta has that speed and the awareness of knowing how to play off her and getting in behind with her speed. And it just goes down to them really now having several months of playing together, understanding each other, and us playing a two-front system these last couple games, I think really takes advantage of their strengths playing together, because in the past we've been playing a 4-3-3 where I try to isolate Marta a little bit more on the outside, and the system's worked well for us, whether it was a 3-5-2 or 4-4-2. When we have them closer together, they tend to play off each other that much more, and they're a threat.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks.